Good evening. I'm Sherry Peterson, and today is the 20th of January, 2021. Thank you for being here. This is a meditation focusing on the energies in Washington, D.C. This is adapted from a meditation with Giuliano on January 12th, 2021. Before we begin, could we all make the following declaration? Mother Earth, I, and we say our names, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nation peoples, and we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. We will now chant the Kadosh mantra three times to bring us into a more intense focus. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai. Let us recalibrate our aura in the shape of a cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega. Feel the quantum omega light reformulating your aura in the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We go into silence now as we work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Today, we're going to look at the energy field and the aura of Washington, D.C. There are obvious reasons why we need to work with that energy field. Here is some background on auras and energy fields of countries and cities. There is a comparison between the human personal work and the personal work of the planet. Giuliano has described many times how we can work with the meridians of the human and the meridians of the planet, and has described the special ways of downloading energy into the human aura and into the planet. For example, we often work with the North Pole, which is considered to be the crown chakra of planet Earth. There have been numerous times the Arcturians have suggested doing exercises to strengthen the protective energy field around the Earth's aura. It's also true that cities and countries have karma just like people. And there are karmic energies in cities, countries, among groups, among tribes, and goes on. There are energy fields around each country and around each city, and this is notable, in particular when working with the aura energy of the planetary cities of light. In planetary cities of light work, we isolate a small area a small city, and then we seek to elevate that energy field through the activation exercises that we do, which include planting 4 crystals around the planetary city of light, and also downloading with the Arcturian energy field, fifth dimensional energy from the city of light. We choose small areas because it's easier to activate and hold fifth dimensional energy. That's our introduction. So when we look at the city of Washington, D.C., we see some major problems in the aura of that city. That is not surprising because some of the problems include holes in the aura, distortions in the auric field, discoloration in the auric field, parasitic attachments on the aura, and a general weakening of the aura field. When a human aura field is weakened, that person is more vulnerable and likely to catch a disease like the COVID-19. They could also be suffering on many different levels, morally, ethically, emotionally, mentally. So today, we are going to do an aura repair work on this city of Washington, D.C. We are focusing exclusively on this because of the crisis confronting the United States and the danger of what Giuliano has predicted as a possible event in 2021, a recent lecture called The Energy of Implosion. Implosion, meaning that there could be a collapse of an energy field. We often think of implosion when we see an old building being taken down, and they use dynamite, and instead of exploding it, they implode it to fall in on itself, and that's the big danger in D.C. at the moment. Let's do a clearing of our energy field. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Connect with your spiritual calmness, your spiritual center, and connect with your higher self and the arcane planetary healing powers that you have developed over these years that we've been working together with Giuliano and the Arcturians. You have the power of visualization, thought projection, remote healing, and today we will work on the energy field of the city of Washington, D.C. through your remote bilocating abilities. Travel with Giuliano from wherever we are to the city known as Washington, D.C., and let us be at a place approximately 5 miles above the city. Visualize the aura of the city. The aura of the city is weak, filled with fear, paranoia, lower vibrations, lower energies. There are cracks in the aura, and energy is being seeped out. There are distortions in the auric field, discolorations, and even parasitic attachments from other external sources. In our work today, we want to pump up the aura. We want to pump up the energy of the city, and then we will look at whatever else is possible. So in your multitasking abilities and in your ability to bilocate, travel with Giuliano now to Mount Shasta and see the etheric crystal at Mount Shasta being raised. It's holding spiritual light for North America and certainly for the United States. Visualize the energies of Chief White Eagle and ascended native masters around that etheric crystal, which is now 5 feet above the mountain. Sorry, it's 5 miles. A strong beam of light from the etheric crystal is going to be sent to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., we have the Washington Monument, which is a sacred, mystical, etheric, crystal-like receiver of light, and we will be using that today. As we now align the energies from Mount Shasta, etheric crystal, directly through Washington Monument to be downloaded into the city. As the energy goes into Washington Monument, it's radiating in huge circles of light outward, filling up the aura of Washington, D.C. with higher 5D light, strengthening the energy field, filling up all holes, filling up all cracks, strengthening the aura. Let us now go into meditation as we together hold and activate the great light from Mount Shasta's etheric crystal, overseen by Chief White Eagle. And that light goes directly into the Washington Monument and radiates throughout the city of Washington, D.C., strengthening the aura. We'll go into meditation now. Giuliano is now sending light from the starship Athena into the Mount Shasta crystal so that a higher pulse of fifth dimensional light goes into the Washington Monument and throughout the whole energetic area of Washington, D.C. And as you see this energy flowing, visualize the aura blowing up like a balloon, becoming stronger and stronger. And now we will travel to Etheric Crystal in Copper Canyon, Chihuahua, Mexico. We say a blessing while we are there for our friend Emilio Martinez, who has suffered a heart attack and is now recovering. Let's all send him a healing light, for he is in the Chihuahua area. And as we're sending light and healing to Emilio, let us travel to Copper Canyon and visualize the crystal there rise up 5 miles above the city, carrying the tremendous fifth dimensional light, and that etheric crystal is now aligned with the moon planet, Alano, and it is receiving that energy. And directly we send that higher fifth dimensional energy and light from the etheric crystal at Copper Canyon directly to the Washington Monument. This work helps to prevent any implosion, any collapse. Hold this flashing download of light from Copper Canyon and at the same time from Mount Shasta. Now, before we leave, let's send one more blessing of light to Emilio. We now travel to Lake Moraine in Canada, in the Northern Rockies, home of the energy field of Archangel Michael. At the etheric crystal at Lake Moraine near Banff, visualize that etheric crystal rising up 5 miles above the city, joining the three etheric crystals from Mount Shasta, Copper Canyon, and now in Lake Moraine, and a beam of light overseen by Archangel Michael goes directly to the Washington Monument. We now have three beams of light, all radiating energy outward from the Washington Monument throughout the whole city, energistically, filling up the aura with the light and the energy of Archangel Michael from Lake Moraine, from the Healing Light, from the Arcturian Council, and White Eagle at Mount Shasta, and from the healing energy of Copper Canyon and the moon planet, Alano. We'll go into silence as we focus on this huge download of light into auric energy field of Washington, D.C. The energy field is slowly adjusting to the higher spiritual light that you are sending to Washington, D.C., and the aura is strengthening slowly. Juliana brings the Starship Athena in alignment over the Washington Monument. He sends down a corridor of light over the Washington Monument, which is now radiating fifth-dimensional light in huge circles from top to bottom. There must be 100 circles of light being emanated into the auric energy field of the city. As you're working to continue this energy input, Giuliano is working to heal the splits and cracks in the aura. And in your multitasking, join Giuliano as you seek to seal the holes and splits and bring unity energy based on the principles represented by the founding fathers of the United States. This aura is returning to its normal size and a little beyond. It is beginning to pulse at a much more healing rate. The color is returning to the normal blue and red. The darknesses are being removed. Let the sword of Archangel Michael stand guardian over the entire city during this great time of crisis. We'll again go into silence as we hold this light. The download is completed. Energy is radiating at a very high speed around the whole city in a spiritual light that you and the Arcturians, working with the three etheric crystals, have helped download. The aura is now healthy. Look for the values of courage, strength, and justice to prevail. The crystals at Mount Shasta, Lake Moraine, and Copper Canyon may return to their places back to the earth. The Starship Athena will stay directly over the Washington Monument for the next 24 hours. Please join Giuliano any time during that period to help strengthen the energy field of this beloved city. Return now comfortably to your places at your home, returning into your physical body in perfect alignment. I'm Giuliano.